to their various Sunday school classes. And we're going to open up the Word of God here this morning to the book of Ephesians. And we're going to be in chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And we're going to take a look at verse 18, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. I like this verse when it comes to prayer because it says so much about it. Ephesians chapter 6, and we'll take a look at verse 18. And just by judging, of course, by our prayer request here this morning, and then we think about all of the ones that are across America today, there's so many prayers that are lifted up to the Lord this morning, all throughout the day, tonight, and of course all throughout the week. And I'm thankful, as I said earlier, that we have a God that we can come to, that hears our voice, that understands what we're going through in life, cares about the situations that we're in. We're praying for lots of different things. You know, some folks are multiple things. Of course, I'm sure we all have those here today. Sometimes one thing begets another. When we are financially, sometimes whenever we are struggling there also comes some stresses and emotion, you know, emotional things that come with that. And when we're hurting in our bodies, we have things like that. When friends, family, lost members, you know, of our family, praying for them. A lot of it's always interconnected, so there's always a whole lot more to pray for than just one thing in particular. As we look in our text here this morning in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18, and we think about preparing to pray, and we see there in verse 18, the Bible says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And there in verse 18, I just like this verse on prayer because I think it just speaks so much. There's a lot that is in this verse. And even though it is only one, I think there's a lot of truths that we can draw out of it. And one of the very first things I want us to see is the Bible tells us when to pray. And there in verse 18, we think about other verses that we see in other scriptures where in the Bible where it talks about pray without ceasing, you know, and pray always, and all these different types of other verses that we see in the scripture. And we understand as God's people, we need to make sure that we are a people of prayer. I mean, because there is so much to pray for, and we see all throughout all the Bible, we see people praying in the morning, people praying at night, people praying at noon. I mean, throughout all times of the day. I'm glad that I can come before the throne of God at any time. Amen. And it doesn't matter what's going on in my life. It doesn't matter if I'm broken in my heart and my spirit. It doesn't matter if I'm on cloud nine and I'm enjoying the day, and man, I'm enjoying some good blessings, and I can come before God at any time with anything, anyway. And I'm just thankful about that. That I have a God in heaven that understands the infirmities of my afflictions, that He understands my problems, and He understands the things that I go through. The Bible does tell us that we have a Savior that understands our infirmities. He understands our afflictions. He Himself has not only been through it and experienced it His own self, but we have a God in heaven that knows our inner thoughts. He knows how we feel. He knows how we think. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And I praise the Lord for that. I'm glad I have a God that knows me better than me. And so here this morning, we take a look at the very first truth. And we look in verse 18. The Bible says to pray always. And so there in verse 18, the very first truth, pray always. How do I pray? How do I prepare myself to pray? How do I prepare myself for battle? Well, one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that I'm a person that is always praying. Just pray always. You know, we get a habit of just praying always. And not just whenever it suits us, but whenever we just pray always, we get into this habit of, I'm going to pray always. I'm going to pray when things are good. I'm going to pray when things are bad. I'm going to pray just to pray. I'm going to pray because I want to have fellowship with God. Amen. Not just pray because things are bad. Not just pray because maybe somebody just told me that I need to, but because I want to have fellowship with God. I want to pray always. Listen, if we love God, we want to have fellowship with God, then we're going to pray, we're going to talk to God, and we're going to read His Word and allow God to speak to us, and we're going to do this at all times, not just at certain times of the day necessarily, or not just because certain things are happening in our life, but just simply because I want to have fellowship with God. And so the Bible says to The Bible says there in verse 18 to pray always. So extremely important. Just to make sure that we are people that is that is avid about our prayer life, that we are continual in this, that it is something that we are devoted to in our life. We spend more time praying always, then what happens is we spend less time, maybe perhaps doing other things that we maybe perhaps wouldn't be so beneficial, or other things that wouldn't be as good for us in our life. When we think about praying always, as I said, not just in the good times and not just in the bad times, but just simply because we just want to have fellowship with the Lord. I just want to spend some time with God. I just want to grow closer to the Lord today. So I'm just going to make sure that I just spend time with God today. Listen, we spend time with that which we love. Amen. And so we're going to spend time with God today. I'm going to pray. I'm going to put myself in a place of prayer. I'm going to be intent about it. I'm going to be focused about it. I'm going to have an appointment with God about it. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to do it. And I have reserved this time for you today, Lord. Listen, I know we get busy in life. And if we're not careful to blot out some, to block out some prayer time, what happens is we end up going throughout the whole day and end up saying, you know what? You end up going to bed tonight and say, man, I missed my prayer time today, or I didn't spend as much time with God today as I wanted to. And so what we want to do in our life is just make sure that as God's people that we are praying always. Listen, the more time we spend talking to God, the less time we can spend talking about other things. And so we pray to the Lord. We pray to God and ask God to help us. And whatever, of course, it is, praying always. I think that's very key. Number one is that we are a people of prayer. I believe that prayer moves mountains. The Bible tells us, you have a faith as grain of mustard seed, he shall say that mountain, be plucked up from hence, removed and cast into the sea. And the Bible says that he will obey your voice. The old idea is that we stay constant in prayer. We transfer our faith into our prayers, and we see things happen. Listen, we pray for revival. We pray for people to get saved. We're praying for financial needs of others. We're praying for folks that are hurting on the inside and on the outside in their bodies physically. Listen, we got a lot of prayers that are going up, and so we have a lot to be praying for. And so praying always is something that I think is key in our life. That we're praying for us, and we're praying for ourselves, and that we're praying for everybody else. The Bible says, there, number one, verse 18, the Bible says to pray, praying always. But then notice what he says. He says praying always, and the next thing would be this. Praying always, but then we see how to pray. He says praying always, all prayer and supplication. And so when he says all prayer and supplication, notice he says praying always, all prayer and supplication. So when we think about all prayer, what would all prayer mean? That would mean every prayer that we have. I mean, every single prayer that you can think of. All the prayers that you have, not just certain ones, you know, not just certain things I'm going to pray a certain way, but every single prayer that I got, I want to come before God in a certain way. Every single prayer it is. It don't matter what it is, you know. If I'm praying over my food, or if I'm praying for somebody to get saved, if I'm praying over some financial needs, or burdens or stresses, in whatever it is, I want to make sure that every prayer that I pray that is coming into the throne room of God, I want to make sure that every prayer is prayed, in essence, prayed the same way. And how is that? He says, pray always with our prayers. How are we going to pray this way? He says, in supplication. So all prayers are done in supplication. Not just some of them, not just, you know, the ones we want to handpick, but no, he says every prayer. Because listen, it's not every prayer that you pray important. Of course it is. Every single prayer that we're praying is important. And so he says there in the verse, he says all prayer and supplication. And so every single, we're going to pray always. That is a generalized term. We want to make sure that we are a people that is always praying, because there is so much to pray for. But we also want to make sure that all of our prayers are prayed a certain way. And the text says there in the verse 18, he says praying always, all prayer and supplication. Every single prayer that we have, we want to do it in supplication. Notice, and in this verse, he says supplication twice, because we see the importance of making sure that when we come before God and that we are praying, that we are praying in this supplication. And what does supplication mean? It means to come before God humbly. It means the idea of coming before God earnestly. It has the idea of being serious about that which we're praying for. It has the idea of coming before God and in essence, getting on our knees and not just physically speaking, but getting on our knees in our heart. Because listen, we can't approach the throne room of God and or try to pray and be standing. You know, someone said one time, you know, about getting pride out of a person's life, and he said, "Yeah, well, he got in trouble. He came and he said he was sorry, but and he said, well, he must have had a humble spirit. He said, well, he was standing up on the kneeling on the outside, but he was really standing up on the inside." Listen, there's a difference. See, we can come before people, and we can try to come before God and make a show and be standing up on the inside and kneeling on the outside. I'm trying to get us to see that whenever we pray in supplication. We want to make sure that we're being serious with God, that our hearts are right. And we're coming before God, you know, and we're saying, you know what? I don't just want to be kneeling on the outside. I want to be kneeling on the inside. God, I'm serious about this thing. You know, I am coming before you as earnestly as I possibly can. God, I am coming before you as humbly as I possibly can, not with a prideful spirit, not with a prideful heart, but God, I'm coming before you knowing that there is nothing that I can do. I'm coming before you, God, knowing that that I need to put all of my faith and trust in you. I know that without you, I can't do anything. And so, God, I am coming before you as humbly as I possibly can, with no pride within myself, knowing that me and in and of myself, that I have no strength and power apart from you. And so it says, praying always, all prayer and supplication, humbly approaching the throne room of God, understanding who the God is, understanding his power, understanding his presence, and understanding that God knows and that God sees all things. Praying always with all prayer. Every single prayer that I have, I'm going to approach God the same way, because I see every single prayer that I have as something serious that I'm bringing before the throne room of God. And it don't matter what it is. Listen, and the Bible says whether you eat or drink, do all to the glory of God. Amen. So it doesn't matter how small it is in the sight of man, or how big it is in the sight of man, or even to myself. Listen, I want to bring it before God, and I want to bring before all of it before God the same way. Lord, I am serious about this. God, I'm humbly coming before you. And Lord, I am earnestly praying about this. And so, there in that verse, we see the supplications mentioned twice. He says, praying always with all prayer. And so, one, when to pray, we pray always. Two, how to pray, we pray with supplication. We humbly and earnestly seek the face of God. What is the third thing? Well, we're going to pray in the Spirit. Notice the Bible says there in the text, praying always with all prayer and supplication. You see that? He says, in the Spirit. Capital S there. We're talking about the Holy Spirit of God. So we're going to pray in the Spirit. We're going to come before the Lord, and every single prayer that we pray is going to it's going to be the same way that we are coming before God with not a prideful heart, understanding that he's in control, understanding that he has all power. And we're going to come before God the same way with every prayer. But this is part of the importance of it too, is he says all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Capital S. We're showing the Holy Spirit of God there. And so I'm going to pray in the Spirit, because listen, that's extremely important, because if we're not praying in the Spirit, there's only one other thing that we can be doing, and that's praying in the flesh. And praying in the flesh is not going to really help us out a whole lot. So we can walk in the Spirit, or we can walk in the flesh. And listen, I would say we're probably all guilty here this morning. There's probably been some prayers that we've probably prayed in the flesh at times. Amen. Our hearts hadn't been right with God, but we're still trying to lift those prayers up, you know, and we're maybe angry about something, or we're whatever it is, there's something in our heart, in our life, that we know we need to get right with God, but it's still there. We hadn't got it right, but we're still trying to lift these prayers up, and we're in the flesh trying to lift these prayers up, and it's really not doing us any good. It's not helping out. So the Bible is specific about this. He says, you pray always. He said, there's so much to pray for. He says, what you also need to do is understand that all your prayers matter, and every single one, listen, they all hold the same weight. Every single prayer that you pray matters. Every single prayer that you pray, you want it coming before the throne room of God. Put every single amount of effort in every single prayer that you're praying. Listen, I don't care if you're praying for your cat's foot to heal up. Amen. No, I believe with all my heart that God cares about what we care about. Amen. Are not animals God's creation? Are they not? I mean, does God not love them? I believe he does. I believe God loves them. He created them. They are a part of his creation. We can see in the Bible. The Bible tells us to treat the animals right and to do them right. And so I think we got to see and also understand that every single prayer that we pray, I believe if it means something to us, I believe it means something to God. I mean, if a little child comes up here, you know, and they're 3 or 4 years old, and they're praying, Lord, I need you to help my dog's toe or my dog's foot. He's limping on it this morning. Listen, that is a sincere, honest prayer before God. And I believe God cares about that. Amen? I really do with all my heart. I believe God cares about that. And so I'm just trying to get us to see that every single prayer that we pray, no matter how we may see it or no matter how the world may see it, listen, come to God in our prayers the very same way, with a humble spirit, not with a prideful heart. And the Bible says in verse 18, you want to pray in the Spirit. That means you want to pray and you're walking in the Spirit. You are in the Spirit. And there is a difference between being in and out of something. Now, if I'm out of something, if I'm not in the Spirit, that means I am in the flesh. Like, listen, I can't be but in one thing at a time. And so I'm either in the Spirit or I'm either in the flesh. It's going to be one of the two. And so when we pray, he says, make sure you are praying in the Spirit. That's why it's so important that before we go before God, we do this right here. And I think the Bible teaches this too. You can see this in the Gospels and in other places. Lord, if there is anything in me that is not right, God, I'm asking for forgiveness. Lord, if there is anything in me that does not belong there, Lord, I want to come before your throne in the right way. God, I want to be on praying ground. So if there is anything in my life, is there any sin in my life, if there is anything there, God, that is not in my mind and my heart, God, you put your finger on it, I want to make sure I get it right. And if God does put his finger on, you already know what it is, then you make sure you get that thing right, because we want to be praying in the Spirit. We want to be praying that we want to be, because what does the Bible say? The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And so the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And so we want to make sure that when we're praying in the Spirit. Why? Because it availeth much. It really gets into the throne room of God. We show the Lord how serious we are about praying, whether it's about folks that are lost, whether it's about different situations that's going on in our life and other people around us. We want to make sure that we are coming before the throne room of God. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And so here we see a man. God says, listen, what you do here is you pray always. There's so much to pray about. But what's the next thing? You want to make sure that all your prayers, every single thing you got, that you come before God the same way, without a prideful heart, that you understand that without Christ, we can do nothing, that you're serious about that which you're praying for. Because what does the Bible tell us in the book of James? That we don't want to pray amiss. So that as a people that is consuming, I'm just praying about this because I want my prayers consumed upon my own lust. God, I'm not concerned about what you want. I'm just concerned about what I want. I'm not concerned about the outcome that you desire. I'm just concerned about the outcome that I desire. And so that's what the Bible's teaching us there in James, teaching us that, listen, we don't want our prayers to be asking amiss. That we want our prayers to come before the throne room of God with a humble heart. God, you're in control. God, you know all things. However it is, God, that you see best, whatever, God, that you see needs to happen is the way it needs to be. And listen, sometimes in the moment it may not be what we desire, but understand, God always knows what's best. And sometimes hindsight being 20/20, and we've said this before, we look back and we're thankful, Lord, I'm glad that you didn't let things go the way I prayed for them to go. Well, Lord, I'm thankful that you know how they needed to go. And so we don't pray asking amiss so we can consume it upon our own lust. You know, we pray in the will of God. We pray, Lord, is this what you desire for my life? And sometimes in the moment, it may not seem like that's the desired answer that we're looking for in the moment. But I tell you what, we just give God a little time, and we just continue to go throughout life. And sometimes you'll look back and you'll say, Lord, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that you know all things. I'm so thankful that you know how everything needs to go. But praying in the Spirit is part of the key. Every single prayer that we pray, he says, listen, pray in the Spirit there in verse 18. Notice what also says. He's praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. But then notice what else he says. Now we're going to be praying in the Spirit. We're going to be Spirit-filled by cleansing ourselves before the Lord. And if there's asking, if there's anything in us that it would be cleansed. But we're also going to be praying watchfully and on guard. Notice the Bible says there in the text, he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching. And watching. Watching what? What are we on guard for? I mean, he has the idea of we're going to watch. Well, we're going to pray. Pray as we are on guard. Listen, I think whenever we pray, we need to always be on guard about all kinds of things in our life. Listen, whenever you bow your knee to go to the Lord in prayer, I tell you what, the devil wants to attack all the time. Anytime you bow your knees to come before your Heavenly Father, there's going to be all kinds of, excuse me, all kinds of things that are happening around us that the devil would love to get us off course. I mean, how many times we think about this? We've come before God in prayer. We are focused. We are intent. We know what we want to pray about. But then there's other different things that happen as we're trying to pray. I mean, it's almost like the devil's doing everything he can to distract our prayer, because the devil knows when you hit your knees, and you're serious about the prayer that you're praying, and you are praying in supplication, and you are in the spirit, the devil's going to do everything he can to distract that, get you out of the spirit, get you in the flesh. The devil wants to do everything he can to distract your thoughts, to distract your focus, to get you into a place where you're no longer in a place of praying, but now that you are in a fleshly place in your life. The Bible shows us here, there in verse 18, that when we pray, the Bible says, in supplication, in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. Watching. The Bible says when we pray that we need to be on guard in our prayers. Pray as you watch. Because listen, there's lots of things, as I said, that's going on. Whenever we pray, there's a spiritual battle that's taking place all around us. Listen, there's one right now. There is a spiritual battle that is taking place, in essence, around us right this very second. Understand, the devil's not afraid to come in church this morning. Amen? The devil's not afraid to come in church, nor is he afraid to come into your house. He's not afraid to sit by your side. Listen, the devil do everything he can to distract us in any kind of way. In our prayer life, when we come before God and we're really seeking the face of God, And we're looking for guidance, and we're looking for direction, and we're looking for whatever it is that we're looking for, man, the devil just comes along and does everything he can to distract. Listen, we pray and we watch. Now, I know when we pray, we keep our eyes shut, but we kind of have the idea, listen, this is kind of the idea, is you pray with one eye open, being watchful. I guess the idea is don't be ignorant of the things that's going on around you. Let me ask you, have you ever done this? You ever been driving down the road and went to pray, and then you close your eyes and realize you can't do that? Am I the only one that's ever done that? Y'all done that too? You driving down the road and you go to pray and you close your eyes and say, oh, I can't do that. Listen, the whole idea is that we need to be praying and watchful at the same time. Because there's things that are coming our way that as we pray, we need to make sure that we're on guard. We need to make sure that we're watching. So we pray, in essence, with one eye open. And when we pray, we come before God. Listen, it is serious business. Let's don't discount when we get on our knees before God that it's just that it's nothing. No, we are bowing before the King of the universe. And every single prayer, every word that comes out of your mouth is just important over the little things that we may consider in life as it is the bigger things. Listen, every single prayer, I believe, God cares about. And so we lift it up before the Lord all the same way, all in the same avenue, the same vehicle of faith. And the Bible shows us here in this text that what we want to do is that we want to pray in the Spirit, and we want to be watching, because there is so much that is coming our way as we pray. So pray, in essence, with one eye open. Be on guard about the things that's going around you in your life. Be on guard about the things that's coming towards you. Pray, in essence, with one eye open. Be watchful in your prayers. Also, not only that, but I believe the Bible shows us here in verse 18, watching thereunto, notice he says, with all perseverance. So we're going to watch with perseverance. I believe we're going to pray in perseverance. That's part of what we're doing here. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. And so this perseverance is going along with how we pray, because we see all these ands in there that are connecting everything together. I'm going to pray always, and every prayer that I pray is going to be in supplication, and it's going to be in the Spirit, and I'm going to be make sure that I'm watching, and I'm going to do this with all perseverance. Listen, that means what we're going to do is we're going to pray, and we're gonna do everything we can to persevere in our prayer. Listen, we want to make sure that when we're praying, that listen, we're not going to give up on this. Have you ever had some things in your heart and your life? You said, you know what, God, I am bringing this before you, and I'm going to keep bringing it before you. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. This means so much to me, Lord. This isn't something I'm just going to pray today and forget tomorrow, or I'm going to pray this morning and forget by tonight or by lunchtime. God, I am bringing this before you right now. I mean it with all my heart, and I am going to lift it up to you day and night. tonight. I'm going to lift it up to you every single day because this is something that means so much to me. It is so dear to my heart. Lord, I am not going to quit and I am not going to give up. I mean, we think about the other stories that we see in the scriptures, the other truths that we see about the man that knocks on the door in the middle of the night and he's asking the guy on the inside to come and bring him some bread because he's got some guests coming over. What is the whole moral of that story? It's to don't quit and don't give up. You just keep knocking. You keep knocking until you get an answer. Show God that you're serious about that which you're talking about. Show God that, listen, this is something that I am bringing before you and I am not going to quit and I am not going to stop until I know with all my heart what your answer is. Lord, every single day, it don't matter if it takes a week. It don't matter if it takes a month. Listen, it may only take a day. It may take 2 years. It may take four. It may take five. It may take 10. It may take 30. But let me ask you this. How many people have been praying for folks that are lost in their family to get saved? They've been lost all their life. They've never trusted Christ. They have never entered into the church doors and they've been lost all their life, but they pray for 30 years and then the next thing you know, they get saved. I mean, I'm just trying to get us to see tonight or this morning that all of our prayers are important. We lay them before the throne room of God and we persevere in the midst of our prayers. Listen, the devil will come along and say, why do you need to keep praying about that? Why do you keep getting on your knees before God about this situation? Don't you think you ought to just quit by now? Don't you think you ought to just give up? I mean, the devil will come along. I'm telling you, he does it to me all the time. I got things on my heart that I am praying for and I have been praying for a long time. But I tell you what, it seems like without fail every single day, the devil wants to come along and whisper in my ear, why are you still praying about this? Why are you still coming before the throne room of God about this? Do you think that if God really cared about your prayer, don't you think he'd answer that a long time ago? I mean, if God really cared about your situation, don't you think that he would have done something about it back then? Listen, I know all things happen by God's appointment. God has an appointed plan and he has an appointed time. But listen, I do know this. I know that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And I know that God's going to give every single person, every single man, an opportunity to hear and see the light and truth of God. But I also got to see and understand that in God's divine plan, not everything happens in the time that I wanted to happen, and not everything happens the way I want it to happen. And listen, God knows how every single thing needs to go. And what I got to do is just be diligent in my prayer. I just keep coming before the throne room of God until I feel like God's knocking on the door of my heart and telling me not to pray about it any longer. Listen, I just think that I just need to keep coming to God about it. And there's things that I come before the Lord all the time, every single day, and I lift them up. But every day without fail, it seems the devil always wants to show up and ask me why I'm still praying about these things. Because it is something that is near and dear to me. And I'm going to keep bringing it before God. And I'm going to keep lifting it up. And I'm not going to quit. And I'm not going to give up on it. We be perseverant in our prayers. I'm going to keep knocking on that door. I'm going to keep knocking on the door. Listen, God knows the thoughts and intents of our heart. God knows what I need in my life. God knows what I desire. God knows what I want. And I'm just going to keep knocking on that door. I'm just going to keep knocking. I'm going to keep knocking. And listen, I may die in this world and that prayer may never get answered. Listen, I may leave this world and breathe my last breath and my heart beat that one last time. And that prayer that I'm praying about, that prayer may never get answered on this side of heaven while I am here. But listen, I don't know if it's going to get answered when I'm gone. I mean, how many people got saved when other people had done left this world? How many prayers got answered whenever those people were no longer here? You know why? Because your Christian influence and your Christian impact that you have on the people around you will make a difference. And sometimes, listen, whether it's about salvation or it's something else, when people see how you live and they see the heart that you got for God, it just may be that the lifestyle that you live for God just may be one of those things that changes their heart and brings them before the throne room of God long after you're dead and gone. I mean, we have no idea what's going to happen. Just because it's not answered in my lifetime doesn't mean it's not going to happen in their lifetime or even the next one. And so I'm just going to keep knocking. I'm going to keep knocking because I got too much to lose. There is so much that I am lifting up before God. I cannot forsake these things that I'm lifting up before God because it's too valuable to me. And I just, I can't let loose of it. And I just have to keep praying about it. The Bible says that we need to be persevering in our prayers. And so this, and we'll close with this, with all perseverance. And notice he says supplication again, twice. But then notice our prayers are also, they're inclusive. So when to pray, we pray always. How to pray, we pray with supplication. We pray in the Spirit. We pray on guard, one eye open. We also pray in perseverance. We stay the course. And then we also pray inclusively, which is for all the saints. Notice he says in verse 18, he says, in supplication for how many? For who? For all saints, for everybody. Listen, do we not all have things? Do we not all have things, prayers that we want to answer? Listen, sometimes it may be that God answers. Sometimes it may be that God answers the prayers that we're praying, not because of your prayer, but because somebody else is praying for it. Something to think about. Sometimes the prayer, what you're seeking, it may not get answered because necessarily you're praying for it, but maybe because somebody else is. Or maybe when God sees the inclusive effort of all of God's people praying together for united in one cause, for God to do something tremendous, and God leans down there and he says, hey, those people down there, they're really serious about this. Let's make it happen. I'm just trying to get us to see the Bible's teaching us to pray for everybody, to pray for all of us. He says to pray for, yes, do we need to pray for everybody? Yes. But there exclusively in that text, he tells us there, he says, in supplication for all saints, all of God's people. Specifically, we do pray for everybody. We need to pray for the world, pray for lost, all of it. But here specifically he's saying, pray for the saints of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this Sunday school time. Lord, I do pray that it was beneficial to us as we thought about the aspect of prayer. Lord, I pray that you'd help us this morning as we get ready for the worship service. Lord, I pray that you'd bless it. Lord, if there's anybody that comes in this morning that's not saved, God, they get saved. Lord, I pray that you'd just help our hearts to be right with you and that we would just shut out the world for a while and just listen to your voice, to our hearts. Lord, we just pray for your blessings on the music and all that we're getting ready to do. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.